couldn't imagine a builder starting to build a house without a set of plans. And yet so many people try to live life, well, just as it comes, day after day, not realizing that in fact, there is a plan. Hi, I'm Benny Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take a look at your plans for the future from a different perspective. It's difficult to imagine a builder building a house without a set of plans. And that's because a house is a complex thing. It's not just about the layout, but there's the engineering side. You have to make sure that the foundations are strong enough to hold the house, that the beams and the walls are thick enough to carry the load, that the building overall complies with the government requirements so that it's safe and it fits into the location where it's being built. Now, building a building without a good set of plans would be a madness, wouldn't it? So what makes us think that we can live a life without a plan? I mean, how is it that we can just get up day after day, week after week, year after year, and build a life and not really think much about our lives and where they're headed or what the plan is? I mean, if something as simple as a house has to have a plan, why would it be that something as complex and wondrous and beautiful as a life, your life, my life, wouldn't need a plan? You know what I find? Living my life, it's really easy to be focused on the here and now, how I feel today, you know, the things that I can touch and feel, my emotions, my desires, my own little plans for my life. And for the first 36 years of my life, I had a very simple plan, make lots of money. It was it. There was nothing more to my plan than that. And I know some people who believe in God, who believe in Jesus, all that stuff, but who don't make the connection that God is God. And maybe, just maybe, He has a plan for their lives. And that's an incredible tragedy. But I can see how easily it happens. You know, sometimes I go on holidays, not very often, once a year or so. You know, I'm a person who spends every day in the Word of God, and that's a real blessing. I get to do that as part of my job, which I just can't believe. It's what I do. And so summer comes, I get away for a rest. In particular, I want to get away from work. And gee, you know, I might give God's word a bit of a rest today, you know. Then I forget to pray for a day or two. And before I know it, I'm like a little rubber dinghy cut adrift in a storm. See, this disconnect between what we believe in our hearts and the way we live our lives has a consequence. It's so easy to let it happen. And it doesn't take long for us to start making our own plans for our own lives and keeping God up on the shelf in a little box with the lid closed. You getting the drift? I want to spend just a little time today in the story of Israel, at the point in their history when they just came back from the Babylonian exile. See, God had led them through the Exodus and the desert from Egypt in slavery for centuries into the promised land. And they lived there for a few centuries. And God said, you know, I want to bless you. I want you to have peace. I want you to have everything I can give you. But you've got to honor me. Well, Israel, a bit like you and me, turned their backs on God and walked away and worshipped other gods and did all sorts of horrible things. And ultimately God said to them, if you don't change your ways, I'm going to cut you adrift. They didn't listen. And so God brought the Babylonian army to destroy Jerusalem, destroy Judah, and take God's people, God's chosen people, into captivity, back to Babylon in slavery for 70 years. So God uses his prophets towards the end of that, Haggai and Zechariah, to speak his will into their lives. Now have a listen to what Zechariah has to say about Israel. They're coming back from exile, but they're about to slip into those old ways again. You see, we're just like Israel sometimes. They're about to forget about God and his plans. This is what Zechariah says, Zechariah chapter 8, verse 14. This is what the Lord Almighty has to say. Just as I had planned and purposed to bring disaster upon you and show you no pity when your fathers angered me, that was the exile, so now I've decided to do good again to Jerusalem and Judah, so don't be afraid. These are the things you are to do. Speak the truth to each other. Render true and sound judgment in your courts. Don't plot evil against your neighbor. And do not love to swear falsely. I hate all those things, said the Lord. You know what that little passage tells me? God has plans. God planned to punish his people because they turned their backs on. God planned the exile. It was God's sovereign act to let the Babylonians come and destroy Jerusalem and the temple and to take his people. But God also planned at the right time after 70 years to bring them back. God planned to bring his people to their senses through the whole Babylonian exile, and now he plans to bless them. And a key part of their plan is just honesty and justice and decency. It's not really rocket science, is it? This is the bit I think we miss. God has plans. Specifically, he has a plan for your life and mine, the big things and the little things. He has a plan for us to have a relationship with him. He has a plan to use us to bring his love into this world. You know, I think when we focus on the day today, so often we miss that God is a God who has a plan for our life. We go on and live our life our way, a bit like a builder building a house without a plan. And it's a mess. I love this saying, the one who claims to be a self-made man simply displays the horror of unskilled labor. Ain't that just the truth? Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. States this simple, obvious truth. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. And this one in Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Wake up. God has a plan for your life and for my life. It's a special, purpose-made, wondrous plan. It's going to involve pain and sacrifice for sure. Jesus promises that. But then every life involves those things. See, Jeremiah the prophet, speaking to the people of God, Israel, towards the end of their exile, says this in chapter 29 of Jeremiah, verse 10. This is what the Lord has to say. When those 70 years are completed in Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my promise to bring you back to this place. I know the plans I have for you, said the Lord. My plans are to prosper you, not to harm you. My plans are to give you hope for a future. Then you'll call on me and come and pray to me. I'll listen to you. You'll seek me and you'll find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord. God always had a plan for his people Israel. God always had a plan for you and me. It was a plan that his word tells us was written before time began. You and I might want to go and rush off and do our own thing, but let's not be surprised when it all falls in a screaming heap. Let's not be surprised when life isn't what it's meant to be. God's plan is for us to be involved in his purposes. And if we go off and build our house for our purposes and our glory, well, you know, it's going to amount to nothing. For unless the Lord builds the house, the builder labors in vain. I see so many people laboring in vain, wasting their time, doing things that God never planned for them to do. The Bible has a term for that. It's called dead works, and that is so sad. There is so much fruit. There is so much fulfillment in God's plan. And make no mistake, he does have a plan. Before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's word, fresh for you each day, and it's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, christianityworks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is christianityworks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.